What's up? Welcome to the 85th episode of the Brawlcast podcast. I'm your host, Brighton, and today I'm going to be going over the Retropolis challenge and going to be giving you the best team comps and strategies for those team comps. There is going to be a Retropolis challenge coming up this weekend, so be sure to play in that. You have a chance to win a free skin called V8-Bit. It's going to be really cool. I can't wait to see it. So, yeah, definitely, if you're listening, follow, like, subscribe on whatever platform you're using. I'd really appreciate it. And also send in a 5-star review. So, one thing I do want to go over is there haven't been any episodes lately because I normally just say I'm grounded, but I don't really say why. So, this time it was because in a bad habit of just getting on devices whenever I want, because Red Sox season is getting pretty heated. Definitely wanted to get some info on that. It's just been a constant thing with me. I just don't show enough self-control when it comes to devices. So, fair punishment, I guess. If I take a device without permission, I will take device. Parents will take away devices that I have with permission. So, yeah, I guess fair consequence, but. Yeah, also check out the poll down below if you're on Spotify, just basically saying what I should do for episode 100, because that is coming up very soon. It'll either be, gameplay, or like a mega episode with like a bunch of family members, so I'm kind of hoping you guys go with the gameplay, because that mega episode could get kind of crazy, but if you do the mecha episode, I won't blame you. It's going to be pretty epic. So yeah, let's get right into this episode. Sorry the poll didn't work last time because, it just didn't work because, I forgot to publish it. So yeah, that sucked. But, I was thinking that the best heavyweight is, definitely, Ash. So yeah, and then Jackie's number two, so just keep that in mind, because Byron Ash is so good. So yeah, let's get right into this challenge guide. So all of these maps are brand new maps that are coming into the game. They're like very recent or brand new, so yeah, definitely don't know the meta perfectly, but I'm just giving my rough guess about it. So and map one is called Rattlesnake Ravine. It's got like a swoosh through the middle, and it's for heist. So it's gonna be the first map. It's not really common for the first map to be heist, but I'm thinking the best comp is going a Rico. I'm gonna say a Brock, because he is definitely one of the best brawlers in the game right now because of his buff. And also just note, if you have the Horus bow or Underworld bow skin, you should definitely be using bow all the way through this challenge with these skins, because Supercell like may have had a bug or something. They might fix it before the challenge, but if they don't, you definitely want to be using these skins, because Brock's explosion radius is as big as bows with that skin. So I mean, Bo's explosion radius is as big as Brock's with those skins, so definitely keep that in mind. If that bug does not get fixed, then Bo's going to be doing 2,400 damage. It's completely broken, so hopefully they fix that. If they don't, it's going to be a crazy championship challenge, because I do not have any of those skins. So yeah, the best comp will be a Brock, because he is just so good. He can definitely do some damage to the safe. And I'm actually thinking an Edgar along with him, because he can do some quick burst damage to the high safe. But yeah, it's just Edgar can do a lot of damage to the high safe over time because of his quick unload and reload speed. So yeah, just keep that in mind. And then you want either a Rico or a Spike. I'm starting to go towards a Rico because of all the walls in the center. That could definitely give you a good heal with your Bouncy Castle gadget. And so yeah, the best gadgets for these brawlers are, if you're going Spike, definitely use that Popping Pin Cushion gadget and the Curveball Star Power for extra damage. If you're going with a Rico, you want to be using the Bouncy Castle gadget and the Super Bouncy Star Power. Definitely a best build for Rico on this map. And then as for Edgar, I actually think you want to be going with you just want to be going with Fisticuffs always, because it just gives him so much health. It also helps him face the tanks that might be seen. So yeah, and then with the Brock, I'm actually thinking, oh yeah, and you want to use your Let's Fly gadget with Edgar, and with Brock, I'm actually thinking you should use the Incendiary Star Power, just because that is so much extra damage on the high save, and some area control, and the Jumping gadget, because I just think it could help you get away from all the Edgars, because it does have a knockback, and with that knockback, you could use the jump to jump over a wall. Like, when the Edgar jumps on you, you jump over the wall. He's got to use his gadget, and by then, you're healed up and ready to face him from a long range. And your gadget's ready, so, yeah, I definitely think that'll be Brock's best gadget, actually, just because it helps him get away. The Big Rocket could be useful for breaking the middle of the map, but I just don't see that to being very beneficial, especially if, like, your enemies are playing, like, it's like some other brawlers that you'll see on this map that I'm going to say are good. Like Bull, for instance, he's definitely going to be breaking a lot of walls. So, yeah, I just think that the Jumping gadget will be better. And, yeah, that's the best comp for Rattlesnake Ravine. And some other good brawlers are going to be Colt. He can be used to break open the wall in front of their high safe and do really good. You can use a Bull. He just has so much DPS, really good for heist. I already mentioned this, but a Spike would be also really good. A BB has high damage. She can knock people off of the safe, and also that bubble can do pretty insane damage if you get it off a good wall. And then El Primo will also be pretty good with that El Fuego star power. Just jump onto the high safe, do a ton of damage. And then also Daryl, because he has that insane damage when he's on top of the high safe, especially with that recoiling rotator gadget. I think if that's not what it's called, which it probably isn't, just ignore it. So yeah, that'll be the tips and comps for the Rattlesnake Ravine map. And moving on to the next one. Next map is going to be what is it? It's called Electric Zone. So this might actually seem like a hustle map, but it actually is not. So this is actually a bounty map. It's pretty standard, even though it's new. It's just like a lot of walls, good amount of bushes. There are some jump pads, so I'm a bit interested to see how that'll work out. But yeah, I just think this map, you can definitely landscape the map so easily. So I'm thinking you want a longer range comp. So like maybe a Piper with the ambush star power because of all the bushes, and the homing missile gadget. And then the with Brock, you also want a Brock on your team. He's just so good right now and definitely really good in heist. I mean, in bounty. So you want to use his, actually this one, you want to use his Big Rocket gadget. And then with and also the Incendiary Star Power, because that is just so good right now. And then maybe a Tick. I'm not really so sure about this. I mean, it is very wally in the beginning, so he'd be good for starting the game, you know, getting that star at first, like just controlling the area. But after that, this map can get landscaped pretty fast by your Brock and your Piper, because they just have so many wall-breaking abilities. So I'm actually thinking, if you're not going Tick, you might want to go maybe like a Belle as well, because yeah, she has insane range, good damage, and that Mark is just so good. So yeah, you either want to be going Tick or Belle, and then a Piper and a Brock, definitely the best comp on this map. And then as for other good brawlers, I want to say you want to be using maybe a Leon, because of that gadget. Just put it behind a wall. It'll connect to other bushes, and people won't know where you are. That gadget is just so good behind a good wall, and there's a lot of these to do that with. And then a Byron also works, but is not very recommended, because you're not using a very high health comp. So, yeah, Byron is playable, but is not great. And then, of course, if you're going a like more thrower comp, and you don't want enemies to, if you don't want to break open the walls too much, you could go with a Sprout, a Tick, and a Bell. That's a good team comp, and yeah, Sprout would also be a pretty good brawler on this map. And then Mortis also is really good right now. top 5 brawler in the game, in my opinion. Well, maybe not top 5, but, like, definitely totally top 10. So, yeah, that with him, you want to be using you probably know what the build is. So, yeah, the combo spinner gadget just for helping get kills if you don't know what you're doing. If you do know what you're doing, to get the first little star in the middle, you want to be using his other gadget. And then, as for another brawler, I want to say, I want to say Meg. So, she is really good. She did receive some emergency nerfs, but I still think she's a very good brawler. Just that robot having 2 lives, having 2 lives is completely crazy. Get the enemy low with the robot dies. Oh well, you still kill them with Meg with 3 shots, and then you're back in your robot. It's just such an overpowered ability. They're gonna need to nerf her a bit more, just to make her a bit less so good. Like, I don't know, maybe nerf it the amount of hits she needs to get her robot. I think that would definitely help. So yeah, that's it for the bounty map Electric Zone. Alright, so the next map, I believe, is called Flaring Phoenix. This is a knockout map, so yeah, this map is pretty interesting. There's a lot of bushes, a lot of walls. So yeah, you could go with a Leon, a Piper, and a Brock. So the Piper, obviously, with the ambush star power. There's so many bushes on this map. A Brock with the same build I've been going with, the big rocket and the incendiary star power. And Piper, obviously, with the homing gadget. And then Leon, you're going to be wanting to use his Invisiheal star power and the lollipop drop gadget. There's this key wall, like, kind of towards the middle on your side. You're going to want to put his gadget there, and the enemies are never going to get to it without getting killed. So, yeah, that is definitely a very good strategy on this map. There's just so many walls that you can put that Leon gadget on. I am still kind of sick, guys, so sorry if the my voice is still different. So, you could also go with the cheesy comp. So, alert, there's cheesiness ahead. So, yeah, you're going to want to go with, if you're going to cheesy comp, Bow, obviously, with one of the skins, either Horus Bow or Underworld Bow. If you know someone with that skin, you should probably team up with them if they can, or if not, just go on a Brawl Stars Discord server and like try to find somebody with one of those skins. And then, so I'm gonna go Bow, Nani with the autofocus gadget. That's not what it's called, is it? Whatever, the autofocus star power, I want to say the teleporting gadget, because it can be good to get out of some sticky situations, good, like, for good plays in a 3v1 situation, like, top 10 plays a week, you know. And then you either want to go with a Tick or a Colonel Ruffs. So yeah, the Colonel Ruffs obviously would go good with that cheese. Just use his super and his gadget, and his star. You're going to want to use his Sandbags gadget. So use Bow's, if you're going this comp, Bow, Nani, Colonel Ruffs, you're going to want to put Bow's totem down and then put Colonel Ruffs' Sandbags around it. With Colonel Ruffs' star power, where people gain 30 health every second, by the time Bow uses all 3 of his gadgets, you will have you will have shot 1 Nani soup, 2 Nani supers. You would have had everybody charged up with Ruffs, and yeah, once everybody's charged up with Ruffs, either way, you can just put the Bow mines in one of the lanes to block them, to block the enemy. So if they're coming for you, not a good idea. So then once you do that, Colonel Ruffs is charging you all up. By the time you're done with this, you guys are going to have like 2,000 extra health. And no, not 2,000. You're going to have like 3,000 extra health Plus, you're gonna have Colonel Ruff's power-ups, which is like, yeah, that's where the 3,000 health is coming from his star powers and health buffs. And then from Nani, you're gonna be getting a lot of kills with that super. And then with Bo, you're just using his super to get their supers. So, yeah, pretty cheesy comp, pretty good as well. And then some other good brawlers are Tick paired with that comp, just to block up the lanes while Bo and Nani are doing their thing. And then, yeah, also Byron and Belle are really good. Just two long-range brawlers to, yeah, it just makes it a pretty good fight. I mean, yeah, long-range brawlers are definitely pretty good on this map, so, yeah, definitely, that's gonna be my comps and best brawlers, for map 3, Flaring Phoenix, sorry. Moving on to map 4, Night at the Museum. So, this will be the team comp for the Gem Grab map as well, so you're gonna want to go Buzz, Byron, and Ash. So, if you guys have listened to any of my episodes, you'd know that Byron Ash is really good. So, also, Night at the Museum is a pretty interesting map. They're like these little one tile blocks, like spread out. So you can use that for some good cover, with the Ash or the Buzz. So what you want to do is use Buzz. Buzz is really good once he gets that first super, and with his star power that makes his trait radius bigger, it's just gonna be so good. You're gonna be chaining that super, especially because enemies kind of have to be clumped up on this map because it's pretty close range. Like the hot zone is pretty squeezed into walls either way, but then the fact that there's only one makes it so good for Buzz, and then he just supers on the nearest brawler, kills him, supers on the next one, and so on. And even if he gets low to health, that Byron is healing him. So yeah, just definitely a good strategy for Buzz. And then you're gonna want a Byron with his melee star power. It's just so good to counter the other Byrons that will definitely be seen on this map, or just like the other healers, because Poco is also pretty good on this map. So, yeah. And then also, Byron is also really good because Ash will be just taking damage, getting his rage up, and then Byron is shooting Ash and getting him high health with the rage. That's one of the most scary things, guys. A full health Ash with full rage coming at you. It's very scary because normally when Ash has full rage, he's really low on health. But Byron completely fixes this problem because as Ash, you really kind of want to be taking damage to get that rage charged up. And then you need a healer with you to keep you alive while you're getting that rage charged up. So, yeah, Byron, Ash, Buzz, such a good team comp. Byron will be like your main person. Instead of a Buzz, you can't really use anybody instead of a Buzz or Ash. This is like the best comp, no doubt. Like, it's like mandatory to use this comp pretty much. But there are other good brawlers if you don't have some of these. So there is a Mortis. He can just dash into the hot zone, keep control, because people don't really want to be going against Mortis, especially their lower health. And then also Poco is pretty good with that Screeching Solo Star power. That buff definitely really helped it, and it actually makes him pretty good. It gives him a lot of potential for kills because he's already healing his teammates a lot, so the extra DiCapo is really good, but it's, I don't know, I just like Screeching Solo better. And then you also going to want to be using Spike. Another alternative is Spike. He's pretty good, high damage, that super controls a big area of the hot zone. Also, Barak is really good with the same comp I've been going with. There are two teleporters, so this is kind of interesting. You go with the B. I know that sounds weird, but, like, just hear me out. B is really good on this map because it's longer ranged and it counters the tanks. She really counters the tanks in this. Not really tanks, just the Buzz and Ashes that see a lot of play on this map. So B, definitely a solid option. And then finally, I'm going to go with a Belle. Yes, she's pretty good with that shield star power and Egg Nest gadget. She can block off a lot of lanes, so, and keep enemies from bunching up in that one hot zone, which is so good. So yeah, that's gonna be the tips for map 4, Night at the Museum. You guys should be proud of me, because I haven't said anything cringy in this episode. So, don't worry, I'm about to ruin it. Maybe, I don't know. That itself is cringy. Sorry. So yeah, like I hinted before, the best comp for this map is Byron, Ash, Buzz. I'm going to save myself a bit of time, and you, by just not explaining why. Just need control of the gem mine, so you're going to be wanting to use this team comp because, you know, Ash, Buzz, they really get low health because they're aggro brawlers, but then Byron's healing them. And you can just go back and listen to the hot zone one for this because I'm kind of running out of time. But either way, it doesn't matter. I'll tell my mom to be quiet if she calls at me right about now. Okay, she's not calling yet. And then there is Mordai. You're going to be wanting another good brawler is Mordai. You just want Mordai, you know, dash in, get gems, and keep enemies away. This map does have a certain amount of bushes, and I really like gem ground maps that have that one bush in front of their place that once their invisibility shield is gone, you kind of need a brawler that, like, is haunting them, basically. So, like, they respawn, they know they're gonna die because you're somewhere in that bush, and you kill them when they least expect it. So, I do like those kinds of maps, and this one is kind of like that. So, yeah, Mortis is definitely a brawler that likes to haunt enemies in their spawn. And then there is a Poco with the Screeching Solo. You can use that just to scout the bushes and heal your teammates. Like, you could probably trade out the Byron for a Poco and maybe just use it at Capo, Star Power, like that. And then you also want to be using a B. You don't want to be using a B. She's just a solid pick if you can't use Byron, Ash, and Buzz. B's just really good. You know, she can put that honeypot gadget somewhere. She can just, it's a kind of open range map on the lanes, and it's really closed up in the mid. So you could also go with a Rico in the mid. That would be pretty good. And then a Leon, obviously, because of that gadget. Hide it somewhere. Enemies won't be able to see you. You come up to them in the gem mine, you kill them, and then you just get a lot of gems. Leon is also pretty good on this map. And then there's a Brock, because, yeah, Brock is just really good. And then there's also Spike. He can be pretty good with that curveball star power, and that super can just control a good part of the map. And, yeah, especially with that gadget where he's like where it blocks shots, that could be good against the Byrons that see play in this map. So yeah, that's gonna be my challenge guide. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Hope you guys get 10 wins. I really hope you do, because V8 bit is looking pretty sick. And I hope you guys win. See ya. All right, so before I end the show, guys, I want to remind you to leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. Really helps the podcast grow. So today, if Apple Podcasts isn't glitching, there are no new 5-star reviews. So I really would appreciate it, guys, if you send me a 5-star review. It really helps the podcast out, like, so much. You guys have no idea how much it helps. And plus, you can send me an email. Broadcast@gmail.com. If you have sent in a 5-star review, just send me a picture of the confirmation of you sending it. And legit, you just do it. You just send it, and it comes, and oh man, it's just so good. So yeah, you send it. I give you the link for the free the link of the exclusive Discord server, which is actually exclusive. And you have to pay for it. So if you don't want to pay for that, send in a 5-star review. I've been talking about 5-star reviews a lot, but oh shoot. Okay, so Hudson sent me an email to join the Challenge A Discord server. I told him not to do it on my podcast email, but now I have school-related things in that. Oh, wow. Everything's here. Okay. Sorry. I'm sorry. Sorry. Sorry about that. Pause. Sorry. So, yeah, just, you can become a patron. It's $1 low cost, high reward. I don't expect you guys to become one. But if you do, I would so appreciate it. You get like 10 billion shout outs. So, yeah, that'd be nice. It really helps the podcast grow. Like, I could get a new mic. I did realize in one of my episodes, the mic kind of glitched out like this. So, sorry about that. If you want a better audio experience, and I've heard that I have pretty good audio from people. Never really been harassed about my audio, which is pretty good. I was not expecting it to be this good. So, yeah, follow, like, subscribe on whatever platform you're using. Hope you guys get the free V8 bit skin. And for now, this is Brighton signing off. See you on the flip side. Peace.